Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, HasLab Omega Prime passes another milestone. There's an Optimus Prime toy just for dogs now. Will we be getting another LEGO Transformer this summer? Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, and this is episode 580 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that will be testing out surge listening next year. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Howdy, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hello. I refuse to pay more for this than I already am. Let's talk Transformers.
You will be getting a 20% increase. Luckily, 20 times zero is still zero.
But it's a 20% increase. It's not 20 times.
It doesn't matter. 20% of zero is still zero.
Fair. Never mind.
You're not a math teacher.
I would love to be. I love math.
Come on. You got a doctorate?
I'm working on it.
Until you, okay. Once you get it, then we can have a doctor versus doctor fight. Get out your stethoscopes.
As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for contributing to the show and helping us keep it going. We really appreciate that support. If you are not a Donatron and would like to become one, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. Of course, you get some perks for being a Donatron. That includes our bonus show, access to all our bonus shows, including We Like Big Bots. That's run by Daryl and Dr. Pants. We've got 12 episodes going right now. Episode 13, win.
Anybody? I don't know about you, Charles, but I got like TFCon Los Angeles coming up, so pretty busy. Very, very busy.
What about the busy guy? What about the last 2 months?
Very busy.
There was Christmas, New Year's, this, President's Day,
New Year,
Groundhog's Day.
Every Sunday I have to be here. A very busy man.
Yeah. I mean, Persona came out. What? Final Fantasy came out.
Now you get to the real reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, we will.
Luckily for our Donatrons, we have our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. And the Rustford Files just wrapped up. So last week we had the final episode of Rustford Files. That was episode 12, A Trooper Brightly. So all 12 episodes of Empire Rust of Rust are available at transmissionspodcast.com. So all 12 episodes of the Rustford Files are available at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. Season 3 of Empire of Rust is beginning. And if you are a Donatron, it begins now. So you now have access to episode 110 of Empire of Rust, Sweet Home Cybertron. It is out now for Donatrons. You get the uncut version with all the bonus content that's cut out of the regular episode. So if you are a Donatron, membership has its privileges. If you want the beginning of Empire of Rust, you can get it now. At season 3 of Empire of Rust starts now for you.
Every time you're saying now, I'm just picturing the scene in Spaceballs.
Now? Not now. Now. Now was then. That was now. Now.
Yes, we all know the bit from Spaceballs, Daryl. You didn't have
very
to explain
good.
The joke.
It's a very good bit. It's fantastic. I love Spaceballs.
For everyone else, March 11th is the first episode of Empire of Rust. That goes out at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. Next Monday, March 11th, season 3 begins. For Donatrons, it's now, so you can get it now. It came out on Monday. Everyone has access to it. Then is now. Now is then.
Jeremy. When does this come out? I ruined it for you.
It's just the emphasis on now.
Yeah.
Just...
Now? Now. No, not... Yeah. Fantastic. You've ruined it for me. I can't hear it. I can't not hear it anymore.
We've also got our exclusive Transformers number one exclusive cover done with artwork by EJ Sue. That is available now and has been available since October. So you can pick that up at transmissionspodcast.com/comic. There's still time. If you order it by today, and you want to pick it up for TFCon Los Angeles, we will still be able to take it with us and bring it to you, to TFCon. And even if you didn't pre-order it, we will have copies at TFCon LA. So, if you want to buy one, we will sell it to you. So, take advantage of getting it there and then taking it directly to the artist, EJ Sue, who will have a table at, TFCon LA and get it signed. We will have it ready for you. Lastly, it's March, so we've got a new code for toyhacks.com. So this is our code to save 15% off all your orders at toyhacks.com. March has St. Patrick's Day, so you've got the code LUCKYBOTS. So use that code LUCKYBOTS at all your orders at toyhacks.com for the month of March, and you will get 15% off. You can use it as many times as you want, and you will get that discount. Thanks to our friends at toyhacks.com, celebrating 25 years of repro labels at toyhacks.com. So congratulations to them. All right. Speaking of Toy Hacks, last thing before we get into the toy news, we've got our $10 gift code drawing for February. So we do a monthly drawing where Toy Hacks has generously donated a $10 gift code to one of our lucky listeners every month, and we collect all the donatrons are automatically entered, and then anyone else who wants to enter just has to send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com with a picture of a Transformers toy you'd like to get some stickers for. So we've got February drawing to do, so let's get into it. Jeremy, is your assistant ready to help us out?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Can we get a random number between 1 and 68?
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 68.
Here's a number between 1 and 68. It's 34.
34, that is Tony K. Congratulations, hey, Tony K.
All right, Tony K.
Yeah, if I ever look back at my Alexa history, like the commands, and you can look at that. It's just going to be, give me a random number. Give me a random number. That's all I ever use it for.
Yeah, I really don't use it for much anymore myself.
Yeah, I do that, and then it controls, like, I think these lights up here.
Well, that is our Toy Hacks winner. Congratulations to Tony K. And let's get on with the rest of the show. Starting off with some HasBlab.
All right. I get excited every time I play that.
Did they just pick HasLabs based on which cartoons had the best theme songs or what?
Yeah, 2-0. Well, I guess 3-0 because Unicron was, you know, has the best soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good too.
Well, as we predicted last week, and I think we were just maybe 12 hours off from when the episode went live. They passed 16,000 and tier two was unlocked. So now everyone can get these fantastic gray stands for the HasLab figure with almost no paint or anything. But, you know, it's great that they did complete those tiers. And if we check the numbers right now as we record this, let me refresh the page. They're at 16,974 and there's 11 days left. And I really hope they surprise us with something extra, because it does seem like the tiers were kind of lackluster. So I mean, we've been saying that every week, but they've hit all of them. So now if you have backed this, you're getting everything they promised so far. And I cannot wait. This is going to be a fantastic project.
Mm-hmm. So are you currently the only one that's backed this on the show?
No.
Oh, you backed it too,
Dr. Oh, the minute I saw it. I was at work when it got announced. It was just click buy. I stopped teaching to pre-order this.
Don't you have an original?
Yeah, and I want the new one because it's more poseable.
Yeah, is it?
It's a big bot.
And it's a big bot, and it looks better. It looks better than the original.
Does it?
And it has wheels
that won't crack. Yes, and the tires won't crack. Right. And the Ultra Magnus Ultra Magnus bot mode looks so much better than the original one.
It does.
Ugh. I would love if there was an extra tier where we got maybe like how they did kind of Micromasters for Star Saber and Death Saurus, if they gave us like two of the spy changers.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I would even take just a you know, non transforming posable tie.
Or
something.
Wait, was that the little helper?
That was the little robot AI thing.
Yeah, okay. That would be cool. That would be cool.
I thought you were talking about a necktie.
No. But, you know, I think spy changers would be an easy thing, I mean, because they obviously have the molds. They're just little micromasters.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's, you know, I think we have 11 days left, so probably another 2 weeks of updates. And, you know, we'll have next week and then the final numbers after that. So we'll see where it ends up, but I've just been amazed at the, like, momentum this thing had from the start. There's no kind of shenanigans like they had to do with Unicron to get them over the, you know, the numbers.
Was this faster than Star Saber and Death Saurus also?
I feel like it was. It was like a week. So,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was pretty fast that got funded.
And this bodes well for more non-G1 HasLabs, I would think, because this is the first one out, you know, I mean, Death Saurus and Star Saber are technically G1, even though they weren't really big over here. So, you know, I would predict maybe the next one is going to be Unicron Trilogy.
Maybe.
That is all we got for HasLab. Or HasBlab.
All right, let's move on to some quick hits.
Okay, first up this week, we have got a new Masterpiece scale figure coming out of Unique Toys. This is, we talked about this earlier, but we really didn't have much to go on. They just showed it in, I think it was like, it was prototype, but it was all, like that see-through or kind of like really, cloudy plastic that they use. This is the prototype images of their Unique Toy Skids and Mudflap. This is the Masterpiece scale, so they are gray prototypes now. And this is something that you could probably put in with your Masterpiece scaled, Revenge of the Fallen figures. These are fully transforming, as I've mentioned before. They are the, let's say, polarizing characters from Revenge of the Fallen. And, but these figures do look like really good quality. I'm going to put their characterizations aside and just kind of look at the figures themselves. They are highly detailed and, yeah, they look pretty darn good for what they are, which is, you know, Bay Era Transformers. And, yeah, I'm pretty impressed with what they've been able to do here. Yeah, that's what we've got here.
I want to know.
I have a feeling that somebody here wants to jump in on this and to just kind of mention something about these characters.
No, I don't care about the characters. I just want to know how they're getting away with calling them Mudflap and Skids.
Oh, I don't think they are.
You know, look at the top right corner of the image.
Oh, Skids. Yes, I see that.
Skids and Mudflap. Are they just too generic of words?
Yeah, I think they're too generic.
Must be.
Because isn't Skids usually called Autobot Skids when Hasbro puts it out?
No, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
In R&D, he was Skids Z.
He was. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, Unique Toys, this is what they've been doing for a couple of years now. The Bay Era, like the Michael Bay era movie Transformers, and they kill it. Like, if you look up some of the figures they did, their Age of Extinction Galvatron is surprisingly great. Despite the fact that is a terrible robot, but they did a really good job. I have their like fourth movie Prime, and it's amazing what they do. So if you need these characters, there you go.
You don't need these characters.
In particular, these characters.
Oh, all right. Not a whole lot of information out yet, but Walmart Collector Con starts on March 14th, so a week from when this show goes up, or I guess a week and a day from when this show goes up. Yeah, I mean, calling it a con is really a misnomer. This is just, you know, Walmart marketing nerd shit to nerds and selling all the exclusives they've contracted with Hasbro and other toy companies. So there will be some Transformers. I think what this year, the Star Seeker Pirate line is going to be exclusive to Walmart. So that's what's going to be featured in this list. Of course, they also have their like their G1 exclusives, some of the Beast Wars exclusives. The re-release exclusives for those lines. So whatever stock they have there, you can probably get at Walmart CollectorCon. But I mean, yeah, check it out. I mean, we'll probably discuss it after the fact about what was shown off there. And if you are looking to pick something up, just get ready for next Thursday.
I am looking forward to the Star Seekers. I love Pirate Transformers.
All right. So for all our dog owners out there, there's an Optimus Prime squeak and tug dog toy. It was found at Ross in the U.S. $4.99. And I mean, it might not transform into a truck, but it transforms into a pile of stuffing and sadness. I mean, this is fun. I mean, if you got a dog and you need a new toy, I mean, $5 is not bad for a dog toy anymore. And it's got the like knotted ropes at the bottom of his legs. And it looks like Optimus Prime, except I'm a little confused because he's got the faceplate. They drew like a smile on half the faceplate. That's weird. Also, apparently go ahead.
He's already been chewed by a dog. The dog chewed off half his faceplate.
There we go. But apparently this is the second Optimus Prime dog toy that has been found in the U.S.
I have one from years ago that it just like has like a plastic bottle on the inside. So it just crinkles and stuff.
Okay. But
I think it's over there somewhere, but I'm not going to go and grab it.
But I mean, again, if you're a dog owner, you love Transformers, it's kind of cool. Check out your local Ross and check for discounted Transformers while you're there because they tend to pop up.
Yeah. And if you're a Decepticon lover, you might particularly enjoy getting this.
I have a problem with the name Squeak and Tug.
What's your problem, Daryl? You want to elaborate on that?
I don't think I need to, but just saying. It's a squeak and tug. Ah, now it's my turn. Okay. Okay. Whether it was last week or the week before, we talked about this before. This is the Fans Hobby MB28 Armada Starscream. Well, we talked about it last time. We only had it in alt mode, so we were only showing it its plain form. This is a masterpiece size figure, and this is yeah, it's Fans Hobby doing the Fans Hobby stuff, making something look awesome. This is Armada Starscream, and I mean, it's gonna be the other ones as well. So Thundercracker, Skywarp. There's a bunch of different color variations of this because they were they recolored this thing like mad. So yeah, we've got a bunch of different images here of Starscream, and it looks great. I love the articulation. It's yeah, it's looking really, really awesome. This is in that cloudy white or kind of, I don't know, beige plastic. I don't know. Is it green? What are we calling this plastic?
It looks yellowish to me.
It looks
kind of like yellow. Yeah.
It looks like if you turn the lights off, it will glow in the dark.
Yes. Yes. It looks like glow in the dark plastic. Yes, exactly.
That would be a great repaint or remold. Just make it out of glow in the dark plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, exactly. If you are listening to the show and not watching the video, just imagine glow-in-the-dark plastic, because this is, it looks exactly like that. So, yeah, but this figure looks great. I mean, it looks exactly like you would hope an Armada Starscream would look like, with the articulation that you would get out of a modern masterpiece scaled figure.
Next up, we have probably the worst-kept secret, or one of the worst-kept secrets Hasbro's had. We're getting the Legacy United 5-pack of Autobots, including Jazz, Sunstreaker, Trailbreaker, Wheeljack, and the one that I think most people are wanting is Hound. And these all look really great. They've, I think Jazz, I think, or most of these are remolds of, or repaints of previous figures, particularly Jazz and Wheeljack, I know. But Hound specifically looks fantastic. And I know a lot of us are wanting it because we only got the, was it Detritus in stores? Is that the, mm-hmm. like the brown repaint?
Uh-huh.
So this is our chance to actually get Hound. And I mean, if you haven't gotten many of these, it's a great, great way to pick up a bunch of those like early G1 figures. So.
Which are these all like War for Cybertron molds?
They're all Earthrise molds except for, Jazz, who was a Studio Series 86 mold. And then Hound is the Legacy Evolution Detritus. Because all they really repainted on them was... Well, I guess it's more cartoon accurate for some of them. Because Sunstreaker was like clear windows and everything. So was Jazz.
They all kind of have that animation look to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the TFW page about this has a video turnaround of the Hound one, but this is going to be great. It looks like it's going to be available at all the traditional online retailers, so get your pre-orders in. And yeah, I'm excited because I really want to get this Hound. I think he looks great.
There's a lot of people who are still looking for Sunstreaker who missed out on Earthrise, and this looks better than the Earthrise one. I like the little hints of color they added to it and whatnot. And also, it doesn't look like it's two-toned, kind of like the Earthrise one was. But
yeah.
What is the price for these?
It doesn't have... Oh, well, I guess I can look at the retailers. $109.99. A TF source. Estimated arrival May 2024. BBTS has the same price. So,
I mean, that it's five deluxes, which, right. What, deluxes are 25 a piece, 20, 25?
Yeah. So, I mean, it works out to be a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Anyway, we got another set of box sets here. We have the Legacy United Doom and Destruction Collection, Mayhem Attack Squad, Chop Shop Barrage, and Malleus Minotaurus, and the three-pack of Breakdown and Windsweeper two-pack. So two different box sets here. The first one they show on here is the Legacy United Doom and Destruction one that is Prime Breakdown along with Trigger Con, Windsweeper. And he's not a Trigger Con anymore. He's more of a double target master. And he comes with two little target masters painted in silver that, you know, give the illusion of the Trigger Cons, because the Trigger Cons had like the flip out weapons that were painted silver. He's a repaint of Legacy Evolution Needle Nose. And then Prime Breakdown is a repaint of Prime Bulkhead from the first run of Legacy. And he looks pretty cool. He comes with his hammer and everything, and looks like a good matchup there for Bulkhead. And that Bulkhead mold is kind of cool. It may not look like Breakdown necessarily, but the head sculpt's really good. And, you know, it's a pretty good-looking figure. Pretty good-looking figure. And Windsweeper, too. Looks really, really good. I like it. The other one is then the Doom and Destruction set, and that comes with Chop Shop and Barrage. We had Ransack come in a four-pack sometime within the past year or two, and so now we're getting a couple of the other Deluxe Insecticons, Chop Shop being a remold of Deluxe Shrapnel. Did they get the name Shrapnel back?
They got the name back.
He did okay. Get it back, yep.
Okay. And then Barrage is a remold of the Legacy Bombshell. And they look really good. And Ransack was really cool looking. I love that they're kind of bringing back the Deluxe Insecticons. We just need the fourth one now, which is Venom. And they're packing in, once again, that Minotaur Weaponizer. Because apparently, we're never going to get away from the Weaponizers. But I personally pre-ordered the Bug set because I have Ransack and I kind of want the Deluxe Insecticons. So it looks really cool. They were up on pre-order on Hasbro Pulse. They have since sold out, but they are available on Amazon. So you can check them out. The Bombshell and Chop Shop is $54.99 and the Breakdown and Windsweeper is $59.99.
You know, Daryl doesn't care, but I care that they use the Mayhem Attack Squad name as the opposite number of the Wreckers. You know, that's bringing back the Mayhem Attack Squad as the, you know.
I think I mentioned that last week when you were out.
Sure, that's
yes. Why that's what I watched the show last week. That's what I am referencing.
I would like to bring up one little thing because you did mention that these are available through Hasbro Pulse, or at least were available through Hasbro Pulse. Mm-hmm. We got a message through our Discord. Again, you can join our Discord. It's free. You don't have to pay us anything, and 95% of it is available to everyone who joins for free. If you're part of our Patreon, then you get the other 5%. Anyway, listener and active person in the chat during our recordings, DJ Ronan, wanted to point out that Canadian shoppers on Hasbro Pulse are now able to get decent shipping prices. So, holy cow. It's
I mean, that should have been the lead story this week.
That should have been.
Hell has frozen over.
Or the Canadian roads have finally thawed.
That's, yeah, there you go. He had placed a bunch of an order that he did some testing. There's he put some screenshots in our trips to the store channel in our Discord. And I'm just looking at them right now. But yeah, he tested it out and actually got to a point where he actually got free shipping through this.
Wow.
So it's very cool. Yeah, it's very, very cool. Nice. So the HasLab projects are still going to cost $30 a shot. So you're not really going to get away with that. But yeah, so if you are a Canadian and you've just avoided Hasbro Pulse because of shipping, like myself, you can go ahead and look at it again, because there is an option there for you for decent shipping rates now. And yeah, I definitely want to thank DJ Ronan for bringing that to our attention, because I just avoided it. I wasn't looking at it anymore. It was nowhere on my radar as a shopping option. So very good. Thank you, DJ Ronan.
That's awesome.
One last little comment I'll make about this this announcement. I did notice, since I did watch the show last week, I did notice that one of the leaks said that the two-pack was going to be Windsweeper and Prime Knockout, but it was apparently Windsweeper and Breakdown, which is just interesting since, of course, Knockout and Breakdown are friends to lovers, whatever you want to, you know, whatever continuity you're looking at, they were, you know, they were a pair. So it was interesting that the leak had Knockout, but the actual product was Breakdown. So interesting.
Weird, considering we already got Knockout, didn't we? He was a legacy figure.
Yeah, we did. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Last story, and it was teased in the intro. It looks like apparently there is a rumor that there will be another LEGO Transformer figure. So we got LEGO Optimus Prime back in 2022. I picked that up. Actually, I picked that up at a Toys R Us in Toronto, out in Mississauga, I guess, when I was at TFCon Toronto in 2022. And looks like there will be a Bumblebee Transformers, LEGO Transformer, coming this July for $90 with 950 pieces. This is according to Brick Clicker on Instagram. This is a known LEGO toy leaker. So I guess the equivalent of JT Prime for LEGO stuff. And it hopefully will be a VW Bug. We'll see. But this is still just a rumor, so there's been no official confirmation of this. But I'm here for it. If they give us another LEGO Transformer, I am all in for those. So I will pick this up.
The date on here is my birthday, so I would be very happy if someone were to gift it to me.
Send it to Teresa, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know. I've already told her. Yeah, I mean, the Optimus Prime was such a satisfying build. So I imagine this would also be in that same vein. And it would have rubber tires.
Yeah. That would be very cool. All right. Well, that's all our quick hits. So let's move on to Trips to the Store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
Trips to Store is, of course, powered by our friends at TeePublic. You can go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic to get all our merchandise. You can get lots of shirts. We got a bunch of shirt designs there. You can get all our designs on lots of other merchandise too, mugs, other things. Anything you get from TeePublic, you can use our link and give us a little kickback there, commission if you use our link. So just if you want to buy anything from TeePublic, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. And, you don't have to buy our stuff. Buy anything from TeePublic. It helps us out. Of course, wait for those 35% off sales. Those usually happen pretty regularly every month. So, yeah. Thanks a lot.
When should they buy it? Now? Buy it now?
Not now. The now then, when there was a 35% off discount. Or the right. Now in the future, when there's a 35% off discount. Which could be now if you're listening to it now. If you're watching or listening to this podcast now, that could be now.
But not when. But not now. Now.
Now is in the past because we're recording this on a Sunday.
Then what year is this?
<1987.
laughs> Well, at least I'm alive then.
All right. I'm going to start off just with the store. I just have a few comics. It had been a while since I got to the comic book store, so I have a bunch. And since I hadn't been on the show last week, it built up. So yeah, I got some Energon Universe comics, Duke number 3. So we got Cobra Commander number 2. Transformers number 5. That's the regular cover. And the connecting cover, Transformers number 5. So, lots of good stuff. The Energon Universe is in full swing. So, yeah, lots of good stuff coming out there. All right, Jeremy, what do you got?
I also haven't been to the comic book store in a while. I think mine was a little bit longer than yours because I have like 2 months worth of comics. So first two are Energon Universe adjacent because they are just the standard Real American Hero G.I. Joe by Larry.
Oh, my God. We're not. God damn.
I showed them off just because I knew Daryl would hate it.
Not even Energon Universe. God.
And then I have Cobra Commander 1 and 2. Then I have Duke 2 and 3. And finally, Transformers 4 and 5. So nice. It's been a while. And I saw a couple of those connecting covers. I don't think I was getting all of them, so I kind of left them on the shelf. But that's all I got this week.
All right, let's move it over to Daryl.
Well, I guess I'll show my balls because they're Energon Universe adjacent. God, you guys are the worst.
You didn't buy them at the store, though, did you?
I don't know if I want to know the answer. Store.
I have something that's it is Energon Universe Transformers. It is not a comic, but it's pretty unique, I think, because it would only be one per store, and we talked about this before on the show, and I don't know whether it actually was in the show or not, but I was at my store and I asked if I could have it, and they said yes. So I have the open and close sign.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
I'm recording or I'm not recording. On the
yeah, so it's got the little suction cups on it. It's sealed in the bag for freshness.
Is it boarded, though?
It is not.
But it looks like it's a stiff.
It's just a piece of cardboard, but yeah, it's whatever. One per store, so there's a lot of them out there, but yeah. Anyway, I have it now. The toy that I have is something that I didn't think I didn't think I'd ever get one because I didn't really go for this thing, but it was available. It's definitely been broken before because I repaired it. So I saw this and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to bring it home and keep it myself because it's just going to get broken. So this is G2 Slingshot.
Oh.
Ooh.
This is gold the plastic? 100% gold plastic G2 Aerial Bot. So, yeah, it's it definitely had some repairs done on it because I know that because I did them. And, but yeah, it's, you know, it looks pretty good. It's still in, you know, got all its pieces. And, yeah, so I'll put this in with my other gold plastic figures and have a nice little gold plastic shelf going on.
You should make a hermetically sealed thing for all the gold plastic stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
is that something you would consider re-stickering or just leave it as is?
I'm not gonna touch it. So yeah, it when I bought it from the store, it was in robot mode, I very carefully put it back into jet mode, and because I think it looks better in jet mode. The aerial bots were kind of crap looking robots. So yeah. And then now it will stay like this forever and always. But yeah, I'll just put it in the shelf just back there, 'cause I have a bunch of other gold plastic guys back there. But yeah, another gold plastic figure.
Wow. All right. Dr. Pants, it's up to you.
All right. Well, first off, I'll show why I ran away. Last weekend was my birthday, and my wife is not, I don't know if she's up to Charles's wife's, like, you know, ability to bring out the gifts, but she did get me this. This is a classic 2001 button down with G1 Megatron on it. And, yeah, I love it. I love it. This is absolutely amazing. Shirt. Back in high school, these were my jam, like the silky kind of button downs. But, you know, after that, I got rid of them all, and now I'm going back to them because I'm reliving my childhood. It is the NSFW Megatron. He does have the trigger crotch. Parts. Yeah, the trigger crotch. So, you know, it's
vintage. That's a vintage shirt.
It is. Well, it's 2001.
Yeah.
So,
it's old, vintage now.
It is. It's older than my students. And that makes me sad. But anyway,
you wore button downs in high school?
Oh my god. Well, yeah, ones like these though. Like the crazy like, you know, tribal style dragons and everything like that. I was that guy. I was that guy in high school, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that fits.
Nerd.
Yes. Yes, I am. I do have some toys to show off. First, I actually wasn't going to pick this up, but I found the clearance 2-packs at Walmart, and I found one with Tarantulas, the Legacy Tarantulas figure. He came packaged with Alita 1, who I don't want. So somebody may be lucky enough to get an Alita 1 still in the box if they want it, because the 2-pack was $7. And for $7, I'm not going to argue getting the Legacy Tarantulas, because actually it's a pretty cool figure. The transformation is really nice, and Tarantulas is one of my favorite Beast Wars characters, so I'll take that.
Wow.
Finally, this past week, my Walmart has been restocking stuff, so I got Legacy United Boulder Crash. And, I mean, it's a fun little figure. It feels really good, and I love the detailing on it, like the red striping to look like magma under everything. But it does have this weird just pole in the back that's just there. So, yeah. But it's a fun figure. It's a fun figure. And another new toy. I was not going to pick this up, but I looked at it and didn't think it looked as bad as it did in the images, so I gave it a shot. This is my big bot, who is not tall, but wide. Gamer Edition Optimus Prime. He's thick. He's thick with like 4 C's. My God. It is not as bad in person as it was in the images. I'm still not like 100%. Like, I like the original one a lot, but this figure is pretty good. The transformation is much simpler, and it still results in a pretty nice, hefty alt mode. And also, I like what they did where you can remove his arm and actually put the gun on it like they did in the game. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. The axe is I might repaint it because the painting on it is kind of garbage. And his head looks a little tiny, but I think that's actually pretty accurate. But he's pretty cool, and he's pretty nice, hefty. I like it. Now for my actual big bot. I got another Fans Hobby figure. I got Fans Hobby Lernarian, which is the Hydra from Super God Master Force, or... it's the Japanese version of Darkwing. So, but got him in. So very, very happy to have him to go along with my Dreadwind or my Buster. They both look really, really good together. They do combine into Dreadwing, which is a little complicated. And if I get a flight stand, I might actually do it. But these, I like Fans Hobby a lot. These two have not been my favorite figures by them. They're still pretty good, but they're a little weird, a little fiddly. But I'm all in for the Super God Master Force stuff. So,
do they come with Power Masters?
They do. Actually, his is right there. And it does 100% transform, and the Power Master's articulated. And actually, the really cool thing with Hydra here was he actually came with parts to upgrade Buster's Power Master, because originally, if I can show you right here, the silver part on top of the Power Master here, get the wing down, was much higher up and raised up, and it actually made it so you couldn't have him in there when you converted it into into Dreadwing mode. So they gave you a new version of the Power Master to upgrade him so they can both have their Power Masters when they combine.
That's cool.
Honestly, if you're a fan of like the Power Masters and the Super God Master Force stuff, the Fans Hobby toys have been really, really cool. I like them a lot. And they did do, of course, you know, American G1 versions of both of them. So if that's what you're looking for. And then I got one more thing because everyone on this podcast knows that I am the number two Beast Wars fan on here. And I recently got something to add to my Beast Wars collection. I got an original piece of artwork from a Beast Wars comic book artist, Winston Chan. He did Leo Prime, Leo Convoy. That's awesome. Like, look at that.
Oh, very cool.
That's very good. Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. Winston, like, if you're watching, thank you so much for this. It's absolutely beautiful. I know it's reflecting a little bit because I had to frame it as soon as I got it. But he was taking commissions, and I said, hey, Beast Wars guy, do me a Leo Convoy. Because I actually have a piece of artwork he sold a while ago that was Big Convoy. Now it's just the headshot, but now I just need an Optimus Primal from him, and I got the whole trio. But awesome. That was really cool. Great. Oh, he's fantastic. And he did a really, really good job with his lines and stuff on the Beast Wars comics. So I was happy to get this, and he did a really, really good job with kind of the action-y stuff on there. So, yeah. But that's all I got for this episode. More next time.
Very cool. All right, let's continue on with the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, and we will move on to convention news.
All right, we have some TFCon exclusives, since TFCon LA is coming up this weekend. The first thing to go along with what Dr. Pants just showed off from Trips to the Store, Fans Hobby has an exclusive MB-24B Wingman, which is limited to 600 pieces worldwide. I'm not sure how many they're going to have on hand at TFCon. It's going to be available on March 8th for premium ticket holders and March 9th for everyone else. And it's going to be $160 while supplies last. So who is this?
This is the, Darkwing. Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
A G2 coloring kind of.
It's the Euro G1 because it's one of the Predators.
Oh, okay. Yep. That is a weak spot in my knowledge.
Because they had already done, they already did Dreadwind for the last TFCon in Predator colors.
So this looks really cool. I love how.
I have that original Predator. I just, I don't know his name off the top of my head.
No, I don't either.
He's back there.
So is the original the guns gold plastic?
Oh yeah,
because they did a good job making these, you know, look like they're gold plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But this looks really great. You know, as Dr. Pants said, Fans Hobby makes really great figures. So if you're going, try to pick it up. Next thing we have, is 3-0 is going to be there, and they are going to have the debut batch of 100 units each of their MDLX Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Megatron, the Vintage Animation Edition versions. So this will be at their booth. And we have an image here of the Megatron, which looks fantastic. And then they have the Optimus Prime doing the superhero landing pose, and then Bumblebee. So these are non-transforming. They are just basically the action figures, I believe. So, you know, if you're in the market, check these out. These are officially licensed. So, you know, kind of odd to have an officially licensed figure at TFCon, but here we go. They're non-transforming, though.
That Optimus looks so good.
Yeah. And then the final thing we have here is TFCon. The last few years have been doing collectible pins, and they've announced the ones. These just say TFCon 2024, so I would assume they're going to be the same pins for Toronto and Baltimore. But there's one of a familiar red semi-truck coming right at you, and then another of just some cassette player from the 80s. You know, obviously, you know, no logos on it at all, but an Optimus and a Soundwave pin. They both say TFCon 2024. And if you're going, you can reserve now. You have to add it onto your ticket. So you would be able to go to the TFCon site, go to your ticket, and you can add it on. So these look great. I love pins. I've gotten the last couple that they've done. That was basically just the TFCon logo. But these look fantastic.
If they have these at Toronto, I'll definitely pick one up to go on the hat. So
yeah. So that is all we got for convention news, and I am sure after Daryl and Charles get back, they will like tell us the tales of everything that happened at TFCon.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to be too big time for you at. After coming back from Los Angeles.
I'm sure, yeah. But if you are going to TFCon, and we didn't have it in the show notes here, but Friday night, there's a podcast roundtable being put on by Mike Seibert, and both of you guys are going to be on it. A number of our other friends, like Vangelis, and I can't remember who else. More Than Meets the Ear.
Autopod
Decepticast.
Yeah. So a bunch of our friends are going to be there on the panel. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going to be Friday night. So stay for all the programming. They're really building out the Friday night panel programming.
There's also going to be an auction that we wanted to point out as well. So this is because of the legalities of TFCon being a Canadian show that travels to the States. they can't really do a charity auction, which is kind of a bummer because they can't do stuff for charity. They can't just, you know, gather a bunch of money and because of there being a Canadian, you know, entity. So that's why you never see charity auctions at any of the US TF cons. But this Los Angeles TF con is having an auction for a different reason. So there is a gentleman who is having some financial difficulties because of whatever reason. I can't remember why.
Bill Forster is having, he has health issues.
Yeah.
And he's a writer on a lot of the stuff with Jim Sorensen.
That's right. Oh. Yes. Yeah. So Jim Sorensen and another gentleman are putting on a benefit auction. They are going to be auctioning off some of Bill's things, as well as some of their own stuff and a bunch of other crazy stuff that they're going to have. I expect there to be some really cool pieces in this auction. So if you're at TFCon Los Angeles, this is happening. And it's something that I think people should check out when they're there. So there's a post about it here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hear more, Mike Seibert had Jim Sorensen on. I think if you go to his YouTube channel, I think you can get the video and watch it. And they were talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be very cool to check out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I met Bill Forster back when I was at BotCon 2014. Yeah. He's a good guy and he's done a lot of work with Jim Sorensen, a lot of those, guidebooks you know, kind of coffee table books with Transformers,
like lore, the art photo
photography. Yeah.
And the other host of the auction is Rick Alvarez.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Who we've had on our show.
Yeah. Yep.
So wish I could be there. you know, the TFCon in LA just looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. So
next time we'll get out there, Jeremy.
Yeah.
We'll be here. We'll be here doing this.
We will be here working, putting out a great product in the absence of Charles and Daryl. So, you know, it's going to go smooth. I mean, no problems at all.
You get to review Transformers number 6 with all this.
Yeah.
Yay.
So. All right. So that's our commission news this week.
All right. Well, that takes us to the end of the show. So if you are, you know, of course, at the end of every show, we give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. So those are the folks who continue to support the podcast at our highest level on Patreon. And that's why they get a mention in every episode. So thank you once again to John Forrest Lemongood and Demon Tech 82. We really appreciate the support and we love you for that. Dr. Pants, we love you too. Thank you for hanging out with us. I know it's February's over, but you know, still got some Valentine's love left over. So, you know, thanks for joining us this week. You're going to be here next week, so that'll be cool.
Yes, 2 weeks in a row.
Daryl and I are out, and Char will be here too. So it'll be you know, the most of the B plus team will be here. Maybe we get Mike on too. We'll have to see what Mike's schedule is doing there.
So if it's the B plus team and Jeremy, does that bring us up to an A minus?
I think it's A minus.
Okay.
So yeah, so Empire, big things next week. Empire of Rust coming back, season 3 coming back. But yeah, Scott, where can people find your stuff online? Tell us all about Nerdstradamus and all that good stuff.
So if you're watching this, there's a link posted right below my name. That is the link to all the Nerdstradamus stuff. If you're just listening, you can go to basically Nerdstradamus on YouTube. Check the show notes. I'm sure there's a link in there. But we are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. We're mostly a YouTube channel for videos of gaming and music and just us being dorks. So, you know, please check that out. March is March Mechness, which means we talk about giant robots throughout the month of March. We just started March at the time of this recording, so there's nothing big posted yet, but you can probably expect some kind of song and a couple of other fun videos. So please check those out.
Nice. I forgot about March Mechness. Can't forget that.
I almost forgot about it too.
All right, everyone. That's it for this week on Transmissions. Stay tuned for Transmissions Alt Mode this Friday when we review Void Rivals number 7, The Return of Void Rivals. And of course, that'll be right before TFCon LA. So if you're on the way to TFCon LA, you can listen to it, or, you know, waiting in line to get your tickets at TFCon LA, pop us in your podcast app. So
do the same thing for Nerdstradamus.
And Daryl and I will see you there. If you're at TFCon LA, come say hi. Don't be shy. Yeah. All right.
Do it now.
Now?
Now, now.
Now, now.
Right. Now, now.
In a few days.
Or then now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.